Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We do have a 4-pack of tickets to see the Heat host the Magic next Monday. Keep on listening. Give them away every day this week. We'll get headlines here in a sec. John Crotty's going to join us this hour. First, let's do a little cat talk, Solana. You got a little cat talk for us?
Yeah, Hawk.
It's 305.
305.
Dale. Dale. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, man. I'd like to give the first hour of today's show.
All right.
I would like to give the first hour of today's show a big boom.
There you go. You got it.
Stumbled, but I got it.
Did you? We hadn't noticed.
Oh, wow. No.
Don't point out your mistakes if we don't notice them. Just go ahead.
Now would you like a little keta cock?
Yes, please.
Ketok. The Florida Panthers are back on the ice tonight. And I just found I found it interesting, Hawk, that they're going to play a couple more back-to-backs. I kind of talked about this yesterday, but they win 3-0 against the Anaheim Ducks the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Sergei Bobrovsky was not on the ice. Spencer Knight was. So how are they going to handle these back-to-backs? Spencer Knight, Sergei Bobrovsky, is Spencer Knight perhaps going to jump over Bob? I don't know, but Paul Maurice said, no. We'll play one guy, Bob, on the first night, Spencer Knight on the second night, and that's the way it's going to work today and then tomorrow as well when they're in L.A. By the way, I didn't even read the sponsor. Cat Talk brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them 832-930-6181.
Yeah, the schedule does Paul Maurice a favor here because they've got the two back-to-backs, so right. He doesn't have to worry about, you know, if Spencer Knight continues to outplay Bob. So he's got like a week to kind of let the schedule work in his favor, and then if they continue the tracks that they're on, because Spencer Knight has been lights out and Sergei Bobrovsky has had a rough go of it lately, so, and I don't think Paul Maurice would be too concerned about making I don't want to say a change, but kind of a drift towards Spencer Knight this early in the season if Bob's not hot, which he's not. But again, the schedule with two back-to-backs coming up kind of allows him a little respite before having to make that decision. But Spencer Knight, like Saturday, I think the guy was phenomenal.
He's looking good, man. He's looking good.
All right, let's do headlines here because we do have a lot of stuff to get to this hour. I'm interested with what Crotty has to say. And obviously, you watch it because you do the Heat pregame and postgame. There was a question written to Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. It says, I'm disgusted with the mess the Heat have become, including Mickey Arison is insisting Jimmy Butler play, poisoning the team further than Butler has done. My message is that if you paid a lot of money for food, poisoned food, you don't insist on continuing to eat it and forcing your family to eat it too. You get rid of that poison. I'm very disappointed he won't allow Jimmy Butler to be removed from the team. And I understand the sentiment. I understand the sentiment. They're doing the introductions. He's not part of the team. Like, he's just not part of it. He's not participating. And so, you know, he's obviously, he is entrenched in his decision and his desire to move on. Ira Winderman answers, my thought is that if you're paying $500,000 per meal, as the Heat are roughly paying Jimmy Butler per game, you would send the rancid meal back for a cost equivalent alternative option. Such, however, is not an option for the Heat. And while this certainly has not been peak Butler amid his contract trade unease, subbing out Jimmy for something less would be akin to simply accepting Hamburger Helper in place of Kobe beef. So deal with it. Try to make it palatable while appreciating the likely accompanying indigestion. And I do think it's easy for outsiders to say that. Hey, deal with it, because we're not going to waste $50 million on someone who does make us better. But, you know, I can get where teammates, coaching staff, you know, would just be, hey, I like, why are you forcing us to deal with this guy? But I also understand Mickey Arison and Pat Riley's point. We don't get played that way. Like, you might play someone else that way, even if it makes it uncomfortable for Bam and Tyler and Eric Spoelstra. Like, look at me, Riley. I'm the godfather. I don't get played that way. You don't want to play here? I've heard you. But as long as you're under contract with us, you're going to play here. So that's kind of where they're at. But it is a little uncomfortable watching it.
It is. And Friday night, first game back, makes the big thing with the 45 Jordan jersey on Instagram. The statement that was Jordan-esque, quote, I'm back. And Hawk, I almost took that as, huh, are we really going to get a situation that you had kind of painted, which was, okay, fine, everything's okay. But I thought it was very apparent right from the beginning that wasn't his intention. He's doing just enough, Hawk. He's doing just enough out there. And then even the other day, they score a 46-point third quarter, and he's not really high-fiving anybody. Tyler Hero hits his free throws. He's in the paint, and he doesn't give Tyler high fives after the free throws. Like, it's obvious what he's doing, but right now, I mean, if you're the Heat, and to that question, the person who asked that question, you'd rather them just give in to Jimmy's demands to be traded, trade him anywhere for absolutely anything on the table right now, and look like suckers to the rest of the league? Because I'd prefer this, where it is uncomfortable and it's awkward and there's like this looming awkwardness kind of hanging over the team for a little bit. If it ends up meaning the Heat position themselves moving forward better than they would by just succumbing to Jimmy Butler's demands and uncomfortableness and trading him for whatever to get him out of here. To me, that's when you end up demeaning your organization, looking like suckers to the rest of the league.
Which teams do all the time.
Yeah.
The Heat don't.
Right.
And that, to me, is the difference. It's what makes Riley the godfather and other general managers the opposite, team presidents. So I do think, though, they have to get rid of him before the trade deadline, because you're getting a palatable Jimmy Butler right now. If they are unable to trade him before the trade deadline, I think you are going to get outlandish Jimmy Butler for the remainder of the season.
Wow. Really?
Because I don't think they're going anywhere. It was my point with Cuno and Tyreek Hill. You know,
it's a great point that you made.
I'm a competitor, and, you know, if it's not going well, they just want out. because they'll never take the blame on themselves. I mean, it's part of what makes them great, right? Is that they always think they're better than maybe they are. But yeah, I mean, I don't think Jimmy Butler is, if he's on this team a month and a half from now, and they're an 8 seed, middling team, I mean, you know what he's going to be thinking.
Yeah.
I've done my part.
Yeah, but I also,
like, I got to go out here. I gotta traipse out here every night with these guys who can't get it done.
But I still think, and I know you and Crowder shut down this notion that he doesn't have to prove anything. And there's a part of that that's correct. Any team that would be acquiring Jimmy Butler for next year and the following year knows what they're getting from Jimmy Butler. I think everybody does. He's going to play 60 games. He's going to try 70% throughout the regular season. And then if he's healthy come playoff time, you know you're getting an elite player. Everybody knows that. But I do think he'd be doing himself a disservice, Hawk, by not playing up to his capabilities if he ends up staying with the Miami Heat for the remainder of the year. I do.
But like
I think
you said,
he'd be doing
he's
himself
doing
a disservice.
Enough. Like, he's playing to his capability. Like, you can't look at it. If he's putting up 14, 15 points, like, I watched him because I had bet some overs on Friday. Like, he's not crashing the boards by any stretch of the imagination, but he's not going to put up embarrassing numbers.
No, he's a screen setter. That's what I said it yesterday on the show. This guy's going to break his own personal record for screens set in a season in the next 2 weeks leading up to the trade deadline because he's setting screens. And guess what? These guys are throwing him the ball after every screen. They're trying to get him involved as much as possible. He had 7 assists in the third quarter the other day against San Antonio. But I go back to Friday, Hawk. You're getting blown out by the Denver Nuggets at home. At one point, it's like a 12-point game before it got really ugly in the fourth quarter. 12-point game, usually, that's when Jimmy Butler would say, okay, let me get the ball a couple straight possessions. Let me see if I could conjure something up to get us back into the game, turn the tide, swing momentum, something.
As anyone would.
Correct. He has zero interest in that.
Yep.
He's along for the ride. He's a passenger. Yep. And he'll play hard.
Kind of Marshawn Lynch thing. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get our headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Jimmy Butler is available tonight. Tyler Hero is questionable for tonight, and the Heat versus Haters account points out just a phenomenal thing here. Tyler Hero listed as questionable with a groin injury day after his birthday. All right, Tyler. All right, Tyler.
Imagine he wasn't at Dave and Buster's.
Tonight, Heat Blazers, 7:30 p.m. Tip off. You can hear it all the action right here on WQAM.
All right.
Panthers, as we mentioned, 10 p.m. tonight. College football national championship game was yesterday. Ohio State ends up holding on versus Notre Dame. They were up big, then the Fighting Irish fought back, but Ohio State, with a ballsy-ass third and short, threw a dime to, I forgot number four's name, the wide receiver from Ohio State, but man, is that guy really good. And they threw like a 30-yard bomb to essentially ice the game, and that was it.
All right.
NFL championship games are set. Chiefs beat the Texans. Commanders beat the Lions. Crazy. Eagles beat the Rams. And then the Bills held on to beat the Ravens. So, Commanders, Eagles, Sunday at 3 p.m. And the Chiefs will host the Bills Sunday at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
Let's see what else I have here. A bunch of stuff we talked about yesterday, Hawk, that I wanted to get to you today. Got all my notes here for the Heat.
Do you? It doesn't seem like you do. It would seem like the opposite.
I do. I really do. I don't think you're very interested in what Nikola Jovic had to say about playing alongside Khloe Ware.
Not so much.
Okay, so you had the Commanders beating the Lions. Lions turn the ball over a million times, and Jaden Daniels could end up being, or could end up having a leg up on Brady and Mahomes by just getting to a Super Bowl. By just getting to a Super Bowl as a rookie, right?
They look pretty damn impressive. He looks so unbelievably impressive that it's easy to forget you're watching a rookie. And it's easy to forget you're watching a team that was in disarray just a couple seasons ago. You know? They're an unbelievable story, man. There are so many. But it shows you. You're literally, in my opinion, a great quarterback away in any draft.
Crazy, man.
In any draft. Because you can do everything right. But if the quarterback isn't great, but if he is, going to a conference championship game.
Yeah. That's the difference. One QB. That's the difference.
Amazing.
The Rams-Eagles game, Saquon, first year with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's running for 70-yard touchdowns in, like, pristine football conditions. That trade ended up working. It's like Tyreek with the Dolphins, except they end up going to the Super Bowl, baby, and the Dolphins didn't. But, like, that one trade made all the difference in their organization.
I mean, imagine you're a Giants fan, and you think he's on the decline. And he comes out and is the best running back in the league.
Crazy.
He is something to watch, man.
Yeah, man. A couple other NFL notes. Apparently, Robert Saleh has a second interview with the Jaguars scheduled for later this week. And Anthony Weaver has a second interview with the Saints scheduled later this week as well. Something to keep an eye on if you're a Miami Dolphins fan.
All right.
All right, Hawk. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's like 70 degrees right now. The lows should be in the low 60s later tonight. That is your weather.
You want to give away these heat tickets now as a little appetizer before John Crotty comes on with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, what caller number do you want to give them to?
What
a four-pack of tickets to see Heat and Magic next Monday.
What number did John Crotty wear in the NBA? Do you remember?
Ooh, I do not. Let's see. Take a guess.
22?
Funny, I was going to go in the 50s.
The 50s, huh?
John Crotty. Let me look for images. 24, maybe?
Let's see.
25. I see a Jazz uni with 25.
Or 11 with the Heat. He wore 11 with the Heat.
You wore 11 with the Heat?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now.
Do caller 11.
All right.
For John Crotty's very brief Heat stint. Caller 11, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 11 gets four tickets for Heat and Magic on Monday at the Kaseya Center. The aforementioned John Crotty is going to join us in the next segment. Talk a little Miami Heat.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Pause up. Dale.
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Crotty is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Crotty, as we learned in the last segment, wore number 11 during his tenure with the Miami Heat. We did not know that. Crotty spent a decade playing in the NBA. You see him on the Heat broadcast on FanDuel Sports Network. Son, hello, Crotty.
Ah, how you doing, bud?
Did you wear 11? Well, I know you wore 25 in Utah. 25 and 11,
yeah,
were those
yeah.
your only two numbers?
22 as well. What happens is you go, if you move to a different team, if a guy's got the number, you got to deal with that whole bag of worms. So
you never offered anybody a boatload of cash to get your number back?
That was it, man. A bag of cheeseburgers was typically my high tide offer, you know, so it didn't move the needle.
This is a super strange time for the Heat. Okay, so they have their star, the guy they've built the team around for 5 years. He does not want to be here. He has publicly said it. And then you watch, you know, I was saying the last couple of games, the introductions, you know, and it's, I imagine, very difficult for teammates and front office and coaching staff and everyone to navigate. How difficult do you, I mean, you play in the NBA. How difficult do you think this is for everyone to navigate?
Yeah, I think it is awkward at times. And look, this happens, honestly, a lot more than you think. It's just maybe not as out in the open, you know, where you have people who, you know, maybe don't want to be where they are. And, you know, you have to work through it. And I think, you know, everyone's doing the best that they can. I think you have a group of guys who are just trying to go out there and play free and play loose and not let, you know, the whole situation become, you know, anything more than it is, and just keep pushing forward. And I think what's nice about the group Miami has is you have a bunch of younger guys who maybe don't, you know, get all that either, and are just out there kind of enjoying the moment as well. And I thought that was a lot of what we saw in the last game, which I thought was incredibly exciting, Hawk, when you saw Bam and Khalil Ware out there together, the energy was incredibly palpable and really exciting to watch with that group of guys out there on the floor.
And we can say definitively, right, that Khalil Ware is better than Victor Wembanyama.
I don't think we can say that resoundingly, but I'll tell you what, he didn't back down, pal. He didn't back down. I mean, he went right at him. It was really fun to watch. There were multiple situations where he got rebounds. He just kept going up and would not kick the ball out, which I loved. I loved the grit. And he showed, his skill set, his ability to play with Bam's the big thing. And if they can figure out how to do that, because that's the biggest challenge, is when you have two bigs on the floor at one time where you don't want to get in each other's way, particularly on the offensive end spacing-wise. I think, Coach Spo has alluded to the fact that they've been working on it a lot defensively, and it looks really comfortable defensively. And, you have very defined roles there where you have an excellent shot blocker and a guy like Khalil. And then you have a guy who's one of the most mobile big men defenders in the entire league and a first-team all-defense guy in Bam, who now has, like, this free license to kind of, I call it, be like a free safety, where he can leave his man and drift and help on other guys and then, cover all the space. And then you got Khalil with that length just waiting at the rim if someone gets beat going to the basket. So, the Miami Heat have been a top 10 defensive team for like the last 5 years, and they've done it being, if not the worst, one of the top two, three worst shot blocking teams in the league. That's hard to do. So when you add that element of shot blocking, with the defense they typically play, there's some exciting opportunities here, when you see the upside.
Aside from, just how it opens up stuff for Bam on the offensive end as well, Crotty, what about for shooters like Duncan Robinson? I mean, we saw like a pin down from Khalil into a dribble handoff with Bam Adebayo. And then Tyler Hero, that extra spacing on the floor. Like, when you have two bigs like that, how great can it be to kind of get the shooters going as well?
First of all, Hawk, I get to hear this guy Solana behind me all the time now in the broadcast booth. It's something else, let me tell you. He's
but, give me a little snippet. What's that like on a game-by-game basis?
Look, he's making it happen up there. He and Tommy T are making it happen. I love seeing him up there. He gives me the salute every time I see him. So, good question, I think, Solana. When the offense, to me, is the where – We have to wait and see how this dropped out for a second. Did I? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yep.
What I was going to say is the offense is to me the sort of the work in progress with those two guys and how they're going to figure that out. So, Bam's so used to being outside and creating offense. Sometimes he goes inside on those hard lob cuts or dives to the basket. But with Khalil, who can shoot the three, now you have that optionality of Khalil bouncing outside and Bam being able to operate more in the paint, which should also free him up, take a lot of pressure off him to potentially, create offense and maybe be a little more selfish, trying to score himself inside. So, that's still, I think, of offense and defense, that's the area that sort of needs the most or has the sort of the question mark still, if you will. But I see, again, I talked about upside potential with those two in that lineup. I think it's pretty exciting.
Are they about where you thought they'd be? And I understand no one anticipated going into this season Jimmy Butler's 7-game suspension and then, the couple games before the suspension where he was just kind of taking up space out on the floor. But they're, the 8 seed, they're a game over 500. And I kind of feel like this is kind of where they should be in the regular season. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I thought it could be a little bit higher. But, again, to your point, you can't – there's always factors in an NBA season with injury and with, issues that come up. So I think, look, your record kind of is what it is, and it is what you are. I think there's definite room for improvement. The consistency, to me, is what the team really has to focus on. And their identity is on the defensive end, and their consistency defensively has to improve. I think that's where Khalil Will can really help, because they've been inconsistent. They've looked amazing at times, holding teams, you know, below 100 points and, you know, like 12-0 when they do that. But at the same time, you know, we saw a stretch where they were allowing 130 points a game in three straight home games, and, you know, they're not going to win those games. So they got to be consistent on the defensive end to have a chance to win. And then the offense continues to kind of work through the different iterations. Coach Foe's trying to find the right mix. And we have younger players too, Hawk and Solana. And, you know, when you have younger players, you're going to have games, stretches where you look good, and then you're going to fall off, and guys are going to kind of go through a bit of a regression. So I think we're seeing that this year too. But there is something neat about having some younger guys that have upside, and you're seeing them kind of get, you know, their eyes open up and they make some breakthroughs. You know, guys like Jovic, who's I think had a really good season so far. You know, Jaime Jaquez Jr., who started slow, who's really coming on as a and one other guy, you know, to me, who's played very well is you know, obviously Duncan, I think, is starting to find his rhythm a bit as well. So I think that's, you know, obviously a big part of the year. And then how about Tyler Hero and what he's doing? He's having an all-star caliber year. He really is. Now, I'm hoping that he gets the nod from the coaches, but to me, he's done enough. He's been outstanding.
And Crotty, like all the coaches that come in to Miami, all they do is praise Tyler Hero. So you hope that the coaches do the right thing. But it's funny because I was mentioning yesterday on the air how Tyler just turned 25 years old. And you know, over the past couple of years, you know how it works. Like, everybody's including him in trades and the Damian Lillard thing. Like, everybody thought Tyler Hero what was the shoe-in to make the deal work. And then it felt like his name kind of got ran through the mud a lot, even by this fan base here in South Florida. And then here we are. He's 25. He's finally made that leap. And I know being healthy is a major part of it. Should we be surprised that at this age, still a young age, he's finally entering his prime and he's taken the leap that I thought a lot of people, including the Heat, thought he would?
I don't think we should be surprised, because this is the one thing, being around Tyler and, you know, traveling with the team and seeing the guy put so much work in. He really does. You know, when they have a day off on the road, a lot of guys don't go to the gym. He goes to the gym. He's there every day. He's one of those kind of guys. And I think you're seeing, you know, that work. And I also think you're seeing a guy who's turning into a man in terms of physicality, because he's gotten, you know, really beat up a lot at times in the first few years. He's incredibly skilled, but because he's developing a lot and getting stronger, we're seeing him being able to sustain a lot of that physicality. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, with Jimmy being in and out of the lineup, we've seen teams now, and it happened in the first round of the playoffs last year, if you remember, against Boston, where Boston really went after Tyler because of him being the number one option. And he saw some defense he had never seen. And it was daunting. He had the one amazing game and really allowed Miami to win. But it also gave him stuff to work on over the summer. He came back and he's handled the load. When he's the number one option out there now, he's making the right decisions. It's not always shooting. Sometimes it's passing and reading the double teams that are being thrown at him. And I think he's done a really admirable job.
Crotty, you ever demand to be traded?
No.
You ever play on a team that you did not want to be there anymore, that you dreaded, you know, getting into the locker room and suiting up?
Absolutely. There was a couple times. It's more the situation, because what people don't realize, what sounds so great about being in the pros is that you're playing at the highest level, which is great. But at the same time, you're not playing the role that you really want a lot. You know, sometimes you're doing the dirty work, or you're not getting the shots, you're doing the ball handling or the defense or whatever. You know, that's certainly not as fun. And you get kind of stuck into that position. And that's why you see a lot of, disgruntled guys at times, because they're having to play a role and do things that honestly they don't want to do necessarily, or it's a lot harder and it's not as fun as running around and taking the shots. There's a real responsibility when you're the number one, number two guy to score and to bring it every night to be able to score. But you also have that responsibility of getting those shots and getting those minutes and that responsibility. So a lot comes with that too.
So when you were unhappy, though, you were in a situation, it wasn't personality based. It wasn't the teammates. It wasn't the coach necessarily. It was just, hey, this is not what I signed up for. Like, I'm not being used the right way.
Well, it's not like you're not being used the right way. It's just that you wish you could be getting more opportunity. I mean, if you went up and down an NBA roster, night in, night out, every guy on the roster is going to have a different complaint. You know, they're going to say, "Hey, man, I wish I could be doing this more. I get more opportunities here, or you know, get more playing time here." I mean, absolutely. But it's the nature of sport, and it's the nature of the fact that a lot of the guys are super competitive and you know, want the opportunity to lay it out there and do it.
Same things happens
like
in broadcast.
Mic, I mean, so, it's like getting so, it's like getting reps at the mic, Hawk. I mean, you know, you
Solana
get out there and
is
do your thing.
Solana's constantly complaining about Tommy Teig. I mean, Tommy Teig's taking his minutes on the air, and Solana's constantly pissed about that.
Way to stir it up,
Crotty.
Way to stir it up.
Have a good broadcast. We'll see you, man.
You got it. Thanks for having me. Take care.
There you go, John Crotty. Just for clarification, Solana has never once complained about Tommy Teig. Now, Tommy Teig complains all the time about Solana.
That, yes.
But you would understand that.
Though. Understood, yeah. But what I learned there is John Crotty felt like he should have been getting a little more PT over John Stockton, Hawk. That I learned there.
Pretty clear. Uh-huh. Pretty clear. Go back and look at the playing. Let's look at his minutes in Utah and see what happened. That was funny. Interesting, though, because you get a different perspective of it, obviously, from a former player going. Yeah, because he almost, again, he's not siding with Jimmy Butler there, but he gave you a little something to think of, which is, hey, when you are the number one, you're kind of responsible. You want to put up the points and stuff. But if you're feeling like you're not in the right spot to do so, or I would imagine in Jimmy's case, feeling like not necessarily the right guys are surrounding him to mm-hmm. allow him to do that, that's where this stuff starts to fester and you see your own window closing.
Yeah.
And it just kind of boiled over. Anyway, John Crotty there, Heater in action tonight. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bot punt!
Hawk and Crowder.